Greetings, gentle beings. I am Thorn Winter. I play Randy on the show and am the fool responsible for producing it. I had to take an unannounced two-week break due to COVID-19's impact on my family and I, followed by some technical difficulties. This did prompt me to change our process as a team, and you'll note the considerable improvement to our audio quality. By the time you hear this, we'll have recorded the Season 1 finale of Live from the Darkness and are now back in training at UCB and Second City Online to prepare to bring you an even better second season of the show that we've come to love making. Thanks for listening to our humble little show as we grow, learn, and do our best to entertain you horror-loving improv comedy freaks out there. Stay safe, gentle beings, and please subscribe. From the darkness, I'm Randy Aspinwall, and as usual, I am 12 floors down underneath the huge mansion that I just recently inherited 2 months ago from my great-great-great-granduncle, Randolph Carter. I'm here with my co-hosts, as usual, and we've got a great guest for you today. This individual got a hold of me by email, stated that he's very interested in our team, he's heard the show, and in particular, he'd really like to meet Lugutz. So, without further ado, my co-hosts, please introduce yourselves.
I am Julie the Ghost, and I'm the resident security expert here, and, I pretty much hang out.
All right.
Hello, everyone. I am Lugutz the Ghoul, and, Lex Looper from last week, he told me a joke.
Oh, yeah, he was all right. I liked him.
Yeah, he was all right. So, here's the joke. What did the lichen eat after getting his teeth cleaned?
This is a joke. Wait a minute. No, you warned me about this. I know this is a joke now. So, who's there? Did I do that right? Shit.
No. I'll start again. You'll respond with, I don't know what. All right.
Okay. All right.
What did the lichen eat after getting his teeth cleaned?
I don't know.
The hygienist.
Oh my God.
Is that sexual? Like a peanut butter night thing?
No.
No, it's not.
No. No.
No, lichens, they eat people, kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I do.
Yeah. Donald. Lou.
Dear.
Lou, Donald's having his stroke. Get that rod out of his pocket. Get that thing in his nose. Oh God, I never get used to seeing that.
That sound, I just can't get,
I know, it's the drilling noise that gets me. Oh, okay, all right, all right, take it out. Donald, you okay?
Yeah.
We really got to get this looked at, buddy.
Donald O'Shaughnessy, D as in alpha beta.
Oh, dear.
It's this again.
As in freeway. N as in people mover.
His brain is really deteriorating.
As in Ricky Henderson. L.
We should get a doctor to look at him.
We've got one. I'm going to ask him in a minute.
Space.
Let's just let him finish.
O. As in kinder care. Apostrophe.
That just sounds so creepy coming from him.
As in pay less. H.
It's always less sexual, too. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
A.
He's completely off kilter.
As in Nixumalugal.
Oh boy.
You.
Oh dear.
As in freakazoid. G.
Yeah, it's not even funny this time.
No, it's sad.
As in platypus. H. As in showtime. N. As in carport. E. As in tabletop.
Oh.
S.
We gotta get him help.
As in MTV.
No, I don't know if he knows what he's doing.
S as in tobacco. Y as in Weehawken. Ow, that one hurt.
Yeah, Donald, Dr. West, I hate to jump right into this here, and I really do love to give my guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, but clearly we have a little bit of an emergency situation going on here. And is it okay if we call you Dr. West, you know, first of all?
Indeed, I would prefer this.
Okay.
Now, you are a medical doctor, right? And not just a PhD? It's not Mr. West?
Doctor, scientist, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with the PhDs calling themselves doctors. I think they earned a little something.
Stop being political, Julie.
Sorry.
Donald, you look like you're coming back a little bit. Now, Dr. West, Detective Donald has been in the mental institution for a considerable amount of time. He has been traumatized by dark forces and supernatural forces
Dr. West. You brought a Laker here? You brought a Los Angeles Laker to our show, to our house?
A Laker?
Yes. Los Angeles Lakers, the team that always beats the Celtics. Fuck the Lakers.
Is that
Why did you bring a Laker into the house?
Oh, Donald. Donald, you're talking about Jerry West. This is Herbert West,
sorry. I didn't mean to call you a Laker. I'm sorry, Doctor.
Dr. West, are you related to Herbert West there was a doctor in the First World War that with that name. Is that like a relative?
Most interesting, you have that information on hand. First off, I will say that I am one in the same.
One in the same.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Lou. I think we're having the same thought here.
Yes. So you're saying you're the same Herbert West that was working on soldiers in World War I?
You are indeed correct, sir.
But, wow.
Oh, wow. You don't look a day over 35. I mean, you're...
Pilates have worked out for me.
Huh.
So if I do Pilates, I can live to be 120 years old?
Yeah. Donald, honestly, if I was you, I'd like really be just looking at making it to next year. I mean, honestly, like how many times are we going to be able to drill out your skull before something really major goes wrong? And now you've got this weird thing going on with this spelling issue. Dr. West, is there anything that you could do? I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have not really studied neurology, so to speak, but there definitely could use some medical treatment, I'd say.
Hmm. All right. Hmm. So, what did you study, Dr. West?
Death, mostly, sir.
Death? Okay, like administering of death or prevention of death?
I would go more along the lines of prevention, if you will.
Okay. Now, clearly, because you yourself are, you know, probably about 120 years old. I mean, you said you were in World War I. You had to be old enough to be in the military back then. How did you achieve immortality? I mean, we've had another immortal on the show. You don't by chance know Donald. Like, you don't have like a history with the detective.
I cannot say that I've met him before this day.
I just want to be sure he didn't burn you to death with marshmallows sometime.
No.
All right. So, Dr. West, how did you achieve immortality?
Years and years of medical research have led me to the point where I'm at today.
Okay. And what's your interest in us? In your email, you said that you were particularly interested in Lugutz.
Yes, Mr. Guts, definitely. Mr. Guts, may I just have a piece of your hair, sir?
Piece of my hair? What are you doing to my hair?
Wait, you testing him for drugs?
I
wouldn't give him any of your hair just yet. Let's talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have any livestock. But, you don't have to worry about me.
Now, I mean, you know, what do you want to do with Lugutz's hair?
That is, I'm not your concern. Just a blood sample, even. I'm
trying to do drug test.
You got turned away for a hair sample. You're coming back for a blood sample?
Why do you need it? Like, okay, I guess the question is, what does your research entail that you would require samples from Lou?
We are working towards the defeation of death, if you will. And your Mr. Guts, if you will, has quite a regenerative ability from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, he brought himself back from literally a speck of hamburger meat.
Wait a minute.
That's fascinating.
You're I mean, you're 120 years old, so obviously can't you, like, use your own DNA? I mean, clearly you got something going on.
It's all my formula, sir. It's not me specifically, but he is a very unique creature, I must say.
Yeah, that he is.
But if you're already 120 years old and you want to replicate the process, can't you use your own blood? Wait. Why do you need Lou's?
So
that's a good question, though.
You're utilizing a...
Well, hold on, Julie. Detective just asked a great question, and we should let our guest answer that question.
It's above your comprehension, sir, I can guarantee.
What is this with people telling... That's what this is, what Luke the Possessor told us.
So you're not worthy.
You want to be a ghoul. That's what it is. You just say, I want to be a ghoul, and then maybe Lou will help you out.
Is that what this is? Dr. West, do you want to be a ghoul?
I just need a finger or something. Just something.
A finger?
So, okay.
I can flip you the bird right now if you want.
You said that you have a formula of some kind. That I guess that this is what you've been developing. Is it like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type thing? Is it a super soldier serum? What are we talking about here?
This is nothing of fiction, dear. We are working towards creating new life and stopping death in its process.
Huh. Well, that's something. So you want to stop the mechanism of death it's not so much that you're bringing things back from the dead. It's that you just want to stop death from happening. I mean, that sounds like a very noble cause to me.
It does stem along the lines of reanimation, sir.
Any input on COVID-19?
Do you know how many times I've been asked for a cure for that?
Well, I mean, if you are yourself are 120 question. Years old, you're in that at-risk age category.
I do wear a mask.
Thank you very much for respecting the rights and privileges of others.
You're not trying to bring back dinosaurs, are you? Because somebody already tried that and it did not work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, yeah. It worked, but it just didn't end well.
You know, you've got a real Jeff Goldblum thing, Detective.
Yeah, I try. I tried to turn myself into a fly once, but it didn't work.
Oh, you know Dr. Brundle?
Yeah.
Yes. I know Dr. Brundle. Now, wait a minute here. Now, I always assumed that these people were fictitious. Dr. West, are you telling me that Dr. Brundle from The Fly is an actual person?
All fiction is based on nonfiction.
Hey, Donald, your phone's ringing again.
All right, let me get it. But it's Dr. Brundle.
So sorry about this, Dr. West.
Indeed.
Hello? Oh, detective! What the fuck are you doing, Colin? We're in the middle of a show, Crow Chuckle.
I know you're in the middle of a show. I'm listening to it right now. No. Listen to me, first of all, I want to warn you, this guy is pure evil. Second, the reason why the Brundle Fly and Jeff Goldblum has such an influence on you is that every dream, every fiction is a reality.
Well, he knows Dr. Brundle, so I don't know what you're flipping out about.
That's what I'm saying! This Dr. Herbert West may not be from this reality! There's something terrible happening to this reality, and beings from other realities, false realities, alternate timelines are starting to slip into it, and they're coming on your show. They're coming for you, Detective, and for the magician.
The magician? Hold on a second.
I have to go.
Randy?
It's time for my enema. But
oh, Jesus Christ.
Just
Randy,
keep your eye on this fellow.
Randy, can you talk to this guy? He's fucking talking nonsense. It's Crow Chuckle. He's talking nonsense again. I don't understand.
Don't tell him I'm here. Do not tell him I'm here.
Okay, fine. I won't talk to him. Okay, never mind. Okay. Okay, Crow Chuckle, bye. Sorry about that, Doctor.
It's quite all right.
So, what did Crow Chuckle have to say? Just out of curiosity.
He fucking thinks he's like, Dr. West is evil. He's from another reality, and he's got all the people are coming from the other realities, and they're coming for me, and they're coming for the magician. I don't know who the hell the magician is. I don't know what he's talking about. He's just acting randy, and then he had to go get water up his ass. So I was like, fine, whatever.
That sounds more like our crow chuckle. All right, so Dr. Herbert West, you want to defeat death. You have an interest in our friend Lugitz here. What are you offering us?
Immortality.
Okay, now you're putting something on the table. Now, Lou, he just wants a finger. Would you give this guy a finger? And maybe how much of your immortality serum would one of Lugitz's fingers be worth?
We could part with a vial or two, perhaps.
Well,
okay. What does a vial do? Like how long does it last? Like,
depends on the specimen and the. Yeah, it's more than I could sit here and mumble jargon about what I do all day, but I highly doubt that you.
We already have two immortals here, though. It's just me and Randy that would need it, and I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of do. Like, I'm attached to life. I really enjoy it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of our show anyway.
Shouldn't that just be like a pinky finger then, like for Lou? Because, I mean, you don't want to give him a whole finger if it's just one guy.
Right. Well, like, you know, if it's a vial for a finger, you know, like, what do we get for, like, an arm? I mean, you could grow back an arm.
What are you cut his arm off for? That takes longer.
Yeah, that hurts. It hurts.
All right, you're right. That's true. I'm sorry, Lou.
Stop being greedy, Randy.
You're right. I'm being greedy. We are coming up on the end of our show here. Dr. Herbert West, it is really great to meet you and to hear about your work in trying to defeat death and achieve immortality. I think it's a very noble cause. I don't know what Simon Crowchuckle is saying, but he's a really strange guy. Does anybody else have anything they want to add before I throw down our plugs and end the show?
Yeah, actually, I find it very odd that nothing strange has happened this episode.
That's true. We finally had a good episode where we just had a guest on and asked questions and had a nice conversation.
I have another question. Since you're from the 1920s, what's bathtub gin like? Does it get you fucked up?
Huh.
It will blow your mind, sir.
Oh, we got to have some. We got to make some. We got like 8 extra bathrooms in this house.
All right, final offer. We give you a pinky and a toe. I can get you a toe. And you give us a vial of your immortality serum and a jar of your finest bathtub gin.
We could negotiate terms.
He can get you a toe by 3 o'clock with polish.
Ooh. I'm intrigued.
All right. Well, let's talk about that offline. And we're also going to have you take a look at Donald, I think, to see what the hell is wrong with him. But anyway, listeners at home, please go on Apple Podcasts, give us some stars, give us some a review, subscribe to the show. It really helps us out when you give us stars and leave a review, and especially when you subscribe, because then your podcast player, the folks that run that stuff, see that you love the show, that we're doing a good job, and they help us to grow. So you can also head over to patreon.com/livefromthedarkness. You can become a supporting member for $5 a month, which gives you access to our bonus content and a sweet discount in our coming merchandise store. Or you can go the extra mile and become a sustaining member of the show for $50 a month. This gives you a one-of-a-kind, well, not one-of-a-kind, it's 20-of-a-kind, personal access to sit with us every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can come in for as long as you like. You can sit with us while we record the show. We're going to limit this to 20 members so that you can have this personalized experience. There's going to be times when we want some input and we want to ask what people think. So you're going to get to give your input on the show. You're going to be a sustaining member and really help us out and be a part of that. You can tweet us. It's at JulieTheGhost1, at DetectiveDonald, at Lugitz, and at me, Randy Aspinwall, or you can follow the show at Cold Dark Podcast. Guys, did I miss anything? Lugitz, look out! Holy shit, he's coming at you with a knife!
What the fuck? Oh. Fuck! Oh. Fucking asshole!
Oh, he just cut off his hand!
Oh my god, let's fuck this asshole!
Holy shit! John will shoot him! He's running off into the darkness!
You said finger, not a hand.
Oh, fuck, Lou, are you all right?
Oh, it hurts.
I mean, of course you're all right, but Jesus, he just took your claw off!
Is there anything I can do? I'll go get a squirrel.
Donald, did you get him?
No, he ran off, but he dropped this needle.
What the fuck is that thing?
I don't know.
It's glowing.
Donald, don't put that in your nose. Are you? What are you doing?
Why not?
Donald, no!
What?
Oh,
what?
God!
What's he gonna do?
Are you all right? Oh my God, he's going down. He's dying. Look, it's you got your hand off. Julie, where'd you go? Oh my fucking God, Donald! Donald, you're dead! At least I might actually get the last word on my show for a change.
This is Thorn Winter. I played Randy Aspinwall. Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy was played by Manny Silvera. Lugatz the Ghoul was played by Joey Starr. And Julie the Ghost was played by Samantha Laws. Dr. Herbert West played himself, and you can throw a tweet at Dr. Herbert West by finding him on Twitter at Dr. Herbert West 1. That's the number 1. Thank you to Isaac Ross, who created the awesome theme song for Live from the Darkness. And thank you to Anthony Fuentes, who is responsible for some of the sound engineering and editing that goes on for the show. And a special thanks to Jason Yerricks, who does some of the voices for a couple of our episodes, including Sal the Pizza Guy, the Hound that kills Falouche, and John St. John. We missed giving him credit for a couple of those episodes. That's our fault, our bad, but we really appreciate Jason and his work. So, hit that subscribe button, give us some stars, give us a review. We really appreciate it, and you'll hear from us next week with our season finale.